It's wonderful to be here today. Hello to all of our hosts and everyone joining us online. It's great to have you with us. Recently, I came back from serving at a youth conference. Every year at this time of year, my husband and I go to a youth conference with our daughter Hannah, and we serve at it. We've been going for almost 15 years. We started off attending ourselves, and then we loved it so much that now we serve. And we're not the only ones. There are people who go from all over Australia to serve at this conference, and people take their holidays off just to be there to serve. And there are all these different areas that you can serve. You can serve in the food area, where for lunch and dinner, morning tea, afternoon tea, you are helping people, all the delegates, get their food at mealtimes. You can be an usher, which is as people walk into the auditorium, you can tell them where the seats are. You can be a greeter, which is someone who meets you in the car park, and often they're holding signs that say, "You're amazing, you look wonderful today," and they're greeting you as you enter the conference every single day. They're there from 7 a.m. in the morning for people who rock up. You could be someone who gives directions, who stands in the middle of the expo area, and your job is, when workshops and keynotes start, is to tell people, "Oh, you want to go to C block over there, you want to go to this room over there." You could be a volunteer in the car park. You could be a small group leader. You could be in registrations. You could be the expo area. There are just so many areas that you can volunteer and serve at this conference. And so for Ronan and I, our family, we go every year. It's just in the diary. We will be there. And we love going, but when we come back, we are absolutely exhausted. And this year, the conference runs over 4 days, but we did it twice. So we did it in one city for 1,000 delegates, and then the next week we flew to the next city and did it again for another 1,000. And we come back absolutely exhausted, but we also come back filled up. It's funny how you can be both. I'm completely emptied, but I'm completely full. And it's because when we give of ourselves, when we serve, it takes sacrifice. It takes self-giving. It takes an outpouring of ourselves. But whenever we do that, God always fills us up with joy and fulfillment. So we're filled. It's in the emptying of ourselves and serving others that we are then filled up. And we find our life, we find the fullness of life when we give our life away. When we give our life away to the service of others so that others would come to know Christ and the love that he has for us. Now, there's a role at the conference that you go to, and the role is called a runner. And there was a certain gentleman who was in the position of runner, and his name was Greg. And he would come to the office each day, and he would say, "I'm here. Whatever you need, I'm here. I'm here, I'm ready." And he would just stand in the office, ready to be given a task. And every day, there were different types of tasks. It might have been putting posters up. It might have been moving chairs. It might have been moving plastic plants from the expo to the auditorium, like random things that come up, but jobs that need to be done. And what you noticed about Greg is when he came and he just said those words, I'm here, whatever you need," and he even stood out with his hands out open, "I'm here, whatever you need," is this was a man whose way of life was to serve. It wasn't just about a roster. It was about someone who lays their life down for others, and he had that heart. And here in our community, we have people who have that heart. John, Steve, Dave. We have people who come here, and they just lay their life down for others. And that's what we are called to. We are called to serve others as a way of life. So my question to you today is, are you giving your life away in the service of others? Are you laying down your life? You know, this experience of being absolutely exhausted but also filled up is something that Jesus talks about. He does it in a bit of a different way, but this is what Jesus says. Jesus promises us that he who loses his life for my sake will find it. If we lose our life in self-giving, it's only then that we find lasting fulfillment in this life and also the promise of eternal life, fulfillment in the next life. In the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 35, it says this: "For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and the sake of the gospel will save it." See, here is Jesus in the verses around this scripture. Here is Jesus talking about what it costs to be his follower, to be Christ's disciple. And what it means to be Christ's disciple, if you want to be a Christian, it means a life of service. It means serving and it means giving. It means giving our life away, laying your life down for Jesus. That's where we find our life and that's where we save our life. What does it mean to save our life to lose our life for the sake of the gospel? It means being a servant. It means sacrifice. It means service. It means giving of yourself so that people would know the love of God. And what does it mean for the sake of the gospel? Well, we know that the gospel is the good news. And what's that? That's that God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us. And that's the message that we want to spread when we're serving other people. But that doesn't mean that it's serving at a conference or it's serving here or it's serving at church. What it means is it's serving in all areas of our life. It's not about standing up on a pulpit and saying Jesus. What it is, it's about Jesus' presence in my life so that when I serve other people, when I'm laying down my life for others, it is Jesus in me who is present there as I serve. It's as if when I help someone, it is Christ himself helping them because I'm there, because Jesus is present in me. So that when you walk in these doors today, when you walk in a room, the presence of God is in the room because you are there, because you have the presence of Jesus living in you. That's what it is about serving other people and being Christ's presence when you serve. Now, Paul says in Galatians, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So it's because of Christ living in you that when you serve, you are bringing the news of the gospel. You are loving other people. Losing our life and spending it for others means sacrificing our time, expending our energy, giving of our resources, using our gifts and our talents. And it's also that someone would experience God's love through you. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. It's all about proclaiming Christ's love. God calls us to show our love for him in the way that we serve others. When we serve others, we're serving God. You know God's great commandment, which is to love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. So we're called to love God and our neighbor, and we do that. We are called to love through service, through the way that we serve others. So think about it today. What are you giving your life away to? Maybe you're giving your life away to the wrong things. Maybe you're pursuing money, real estate, success, power, climbing the corporate ladder. All of these things don't satisfy. You've probably had experiences in your life where you've chased some of those things and you know that you always want more. It doesn't satisfy because those things don't last. What satisfies is serving other people and showing Christ's love to others. It's being generous with what you have. Now, recently we've had a young girl, she's about 16, who's been coming to Mass and serving in our children's ministry. And she's a lovely lady, and she shared with me last week how she'd just come back from Vietnam with her school group. And she'd gone and they'd gone to schools, they'd gone to an orphanage, they'd gone to a town and they'd helped build different homes, they'd been with the children. And she came up and you could tell that she was bubbling over with what it had done in her. And she may not have known that in her serving, she was showing Christ's love, but she had maybe experienced for one of the first times in her life how when you give of yourself, you get filled up. And that's because God has designed us in such a way that when we give away, he then fills us. And he's done that because he wants us to be like him. Because he wants us as we give, as he gave to us, to be filled and to become just like him. We serve because he first loved us. In John chapter 15, verse 12, it says this, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." There's no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. And we know this because Christ gave his life away for us. He gave it up. So when we serve other people, we are following Christ's command and we are being Christ to others. When we serve, we are being Christ-like. Christ came to serve. That's why he came. So when we lay our life down for other people, when we serve other people, we are being Christ and we are sharing the good news when we serve. It's a real practical and tangible way that we can share the gospel in service of others. In Matthew chapter 20, it says this, verse 26, "Whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now, many of us would know the story of the night before Jesus is crucified is he gets down and he washes the feet. We celebrate it on Holy Thursday night where in your parish, maybe the priest comes and he washes your feet and he gets down and Jesus gets down and says, "I'm going to wash your feet," because Christ wanted to serve us. He got down to serve. And we are told to do the same. In John's Gospel, chapter 13, it says, "So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." Now, maybe you're not going to actually wash someone's feet, but you know what? Maybe you are. I had a friend named Ashley. He's not with us anymore, but one day he was working in a restaurant and his staff came to him and said, "A man has just gone into the women's toilets and could you go out and get him out because he shouldn't be in there?" So Ashley goes in all gruff, "I'm going to get this man out of the toilets. He shouldn't be in there." And as he goes in, this man is washing his socks and his feet in the sink because he had dirty socks. He needed some help. So instead of Ashley kicking him out, Ashley started washing his feet. He got him brand new socks and gave him socks. You know, maybe you will actually wash someone's feet to show the love of Christ to others. Jesus came to serve and to give. So for us to follow Christ, the two things we must do is to serve and give. Every time we serve others, we are being Christ-like. To be a servant means to genuinely care for other people, to genuinely care. It means keeping our eyes open and our hearts open and our schedules open to serving other people. I think keeping our schedules open is probably one of the hardest things to do. We're always so busy, and if you're anything like me, your calendar is full, you have things on, you've got appointments that you're moving to. So actually sometimes making your schedule free to be ready and open to helping, to serving someone can be really difficult. But I encourage you, let's have hearts that are open to the Holy Spirit prompting us for that person who enters our day, who walks into our office, who we bump into the shops, that we are ready and available and having that heart, that way of life that says, "I'm going to serve you today because in serving you, I can show you Christ's love." When we were at this conference, I was working particularly in the office, which we call HQ, helping with registrations and other inquiries that come in from delegates during the day. And Hannah, our daughter Hannah, comes with us and she sits in the office with me. And many of you will know, if you've heard me speak before, that our daughter Hannah has an intellectual disability. And for us, that means that she always needs to have someone watching her, making sure we know where she is, what she's up to. And so for many of you who have cared for children before, you know that you might be doing a job, but always you're like looking back. Are they still there? Are they still in that place? You've got to know where they are. And so for me, that's always what it's like for me. And when we're at the conference, we met this young lady who's actually only 3 months older than Hannah, who's 17. And she came up to Hannah and she befriended Hannah. And she would just come to the office every day and come and sit next to Hannah. And she would chat to Hannah. She fed her her food. She took Hannah for walks. She'd just say to me, "Oh, can we go for a walk around the expo?" I'm like, "Sure." And she'd just take Hannah off. And I would always say to this girl, Claire, "There's a lift over there," because I would always take the lift. But Claire's like, no, we're taking the stairs. Now, if you've taken stairs with Hannah, it can take a little bit of extra time. But Claire was up for the challenge and she did it every time. And she took her off. And I remember thinking as I was doing different things in the office, oh, where's Hannah? And I'd look back and be like, oh no, she's with Claire. And do you know, Claire was being Christ to Hannah. When she would come, I could see Hannah a few times even got off her chair. Like, oh, we're going for a walk because Claire's here. But you know, more than that, she was also Christ to me by serving me, by caring for Hannah. And she probably doesn't know that. I tried to say that to her, but how much she was Christ to Hannah and how much she was Christ to me because of her heart, just to serve, just to love. Where in your life are you given opportunities to be Christ to other people? You know, often I think what a privilege it is to be Hannah's mother, that I was chosen to care for her, because God has given me the opportunity to be Christ. Where in your life every day is God just giving you opportunities to serve other people, to be Christ to others, to lay your life down, to show them love because of Christ's presence in you? You are being Christ when you serve other people. Maybe it's a conversation with someone. Maybe it's when someone comes into your office, it is putting down what you're doing and having that conversation, meeting them eye to eye, spending time with them. Maybe it's noticing that your neighbour hasn't had their gardening done for a while and maybe they're unwell. Maybe it's going and doing their garden. Maybe it's cooking someone a meal. Maybe it's taking care of someone's children because they just need a break. Maybe it's taking your in-laws to a medical appointment, your parents to a medical appointment. Something that I seem to do a lot is just help people with filling in forms. I'm just good at filling in forms. And so, I know it's a random thing to be good at, isn't it? But I help people by filling in forms, just something so small, helping people with their computer. You know, my husband takes a friend of ours, Vincent, who is in an aged care home. He takes him out for coffee regularly. And he is being Christ to him. And you know what? He's not only being Christ to him, he's being Christ to our friend's children while we serve him. Maybe you need to open your home to someone in need. I love this scripture. It's in Romans chapter 12. It says, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. How many of you here have the gift of hospitality? And your service to people is to be hospitable, to lay your life down in the way that you open your home to people. And where does this servant heart come from? Where does this truly unselfish heart come from? It only comes from God who first loved us. So if you struggle to serve others, if you struggle to have that heart, I encourage you to go to prayer and ask God, God, would you show me more of your love? Because when we experience more of God's love, that's when our hearts are transformed, and from that flows the love that we have for other people. From that flows the heart, the way of life. That's not just about, I've come because I'm on the roster and I'm here today and that's where I have to be. It's because this is how I live my life, that at any moment I'm ready to serve. I just want to share this quote from St. John Paul II. He said this to World Youth Day back in 2001. He said, life in its fullness is only lived in self-giving. And that is the fruit of the grace of Christ, an existence that is free and in communion with God and neighbour. And that just encompasses the great commandment to love God and to love our neighbour. And that we will only experience fullness of life in this life and in the life to come when we give, when we serve, when we have sacrificial love for other people. And that only comes from the fruit of the grace of Christ, from God himself. When we give our life away for the sake of the gospel, we find it. So today, where are you giving your life away?